This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
Aboard, time to rock and roll. It's a Monday. I hope you're feeling half as good as I am. Although, lesson learned overnight. Holy shit. Bitcoin just jumped to 68,245. We were screwing around 67,000, 66,5. Like 66,5, 67. It just jumped like bam. 68.2, bitch. Woo! Feeling better now. Oh, man. I'm just watching a climb here. That is just absolutely beautiful. Damn. Let me see. Let's just, what the hell, right? While we're on the show, let's just watch it go, right? I mean, that's kind of what it is. Just jump to 68. See if there's something going on. You see that little, see the arrow over here? Look at that. Bam. It like said, O's going on the air. Or is it really the air anymore? But whatever. So let's give it a little pump. Pump, pop, 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 pump it up, homeboy. So there you go. We are pumping it up. So I love it. Hope you all are doing well out there. You're doing a little better if you got some Bitcoin, that's for sure. Woo. Damn. I think we're going to push into the 70s today. I think so. It kind of looked like it was brewing on Sunday. Anyway. So I just hope you all took advantage of the dip because, you know, we've talked about this. They've handed you 20% dips and it's recovered and soared past it. This time was an 18% dip. Soar past it. Maybe you'll learn your lesson. You know, the next time if we get to 100,000 and then there's or 110,000 and then there's a 15, 20% correction, you don't flinch. So. Anyway, but what the hell, you know, let's see. All right. I didn't know if it was about to go like completely parable. I mean, it just jumped like $1,000 like that, like 1,500, 1,400, just like that. Damn, that was good. That was good. By the way, I continue my whole health turn as those of you can tell with my face. Obviously I've lost a shit ton of weight. I don't know how much it is, but it's over 30. I hit the sixth notch on my belt. So now it's becoming like, okay, I got to get another belt because there's like just too much slack left, you know, when it's all, you know, it's kind of like it's getting out of control. But a couple things. Which I had an interesting night last night. When you add fruits to your diet, you could drink less water. You'll be visiting the bathroom a hell of a lot. And I can walk to the bathroom, which is really good. By the way, it's actually pretty cool. I'm walking now. Yesterday, I went to Whole Foods. I went to this Walmart supermarket that I have close to my neighborhood. Because I went to go look for a couple of things to include in my lifestyle change, obviously. And so one of the things that I added over the weekend was I started adding fruits. Well, yeah, you got to remember fruits have a lot of juices in them. So, you know, you could drink less water because I like drinking a lot. You guys catch me all the time with my jugs of Fiji. I drink water like it's going out of style all day. I've been doing that for the last couple of years. That's one thing that I've done well, even when I'm extreme overweight. obviously I keep drinking a lot of water, but I realize now that I can kind of slow it down a little bit because I've included some other things, you know. So I added some fruits, I added Brazil nuts, pistachios, walnuts, all that kind of stuff. I am going all out, man. All out. Okay. I am going to change my ways completely. And by the way, one of the things, because a buddy of mine, I don't want to be a bad influence on anybody. And by the way, I'm not a financial advisor and I'm not a health advisor either, by the way. Okay. I am not a dietitian or anything like that. Make sure you check with your own doctors, because I have to check with my doctors with everything I do. But I'm fasting and I'm not only eating perfect in that 4-hour window. Okay. Cause a buddy of mine started fasting. He's not up to the 20 hours. He's up to like 12 right now. And then he has his two meals in the other 12 hours. But he's only eating really good. And he goes, man, but how long can you keep this up? And I go, you're not treating yourself to anything. And he goes, no. And I go, no, you have to treat yourself. So I do cheat while I'm losing weight. I do cheat. Okay. So in that 4-hour window, if I feel like having a piece of chocolate cake, I will have it. You know what I'm saying? Am I going to have it every day? No, but you got to treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? You want to eat good overall? That's great. You know what I'm saying? My plan today is I'm going to have actually a grilled chicken salad. My daughter's going to make me the chicken and then it's spinach and all the other stuff and have all that and have a soup. And I'm going to have, you know, a bunch of water. I'll have some fruits. I'll have some nuts. So today will be kind of a day where I'm going to have some really good food all throughout. But like yesterday, I was at that, Texas Roadhouse. And I went and had a barbecue chicken. I had some their rice. I had a couple pieces of bread with butter. You know, I cheated, dude. I had a good meal and I still am losing weight. Why? Because I then didn't eat for 20 hours. You know what I'm saying? So I go on my run, but please treat yourself. You know what? You have to. And if you want to change your lifestyle throughout the week, you got to have a cheat day at least. You got to. You cannot be a good boy and good girl every single day of your life. No way, dude. You saw me at the fair, right? One of my meals was what? An elephant ear. So I tried to explain that to my buddy and I said, dude, you can't do that. You cannot just drastically change your life. That you're going from cafecito y pastelito and you're going from fried food and you're going from, you know, this drive-through and that drive-through. And then all of a sudden you're just going to start eating clean from day to night. Bro, that's a shocker. That's a shocker. So just a little tip for you all out there, you know, in the process, treat yourself. You cannot, there's no way, you know what I mean? And by the way, it's, if you read up enough, which I'm doing that now, I'm studying up as much as possible about this. You actually do need some fats and you do need some carbs, you know, your system needs some of that anyways. So there's a certain level that you intake. The problem with those of us like myself that have huge weight issues is that we intake too much, you know? So that's what it is. But anyway, feeling good and feeling even better that that Bitcoin pumped to 68 right now. All right. Back now, it's 68,400. What, 385? Look at that, bro. 444. Ow! Yeah. I says, yeah. Oh, man. 420. Spark it up. Light it up. Let's go. Now it's gone. Now it's back. Now it's gone. Uh, Oh man, that is too. It's too fun. It's too fun. It's too fun. Too fun. Too easy. Ira Winderman will join us at 10:30. Nice job by the Heat. Bounce, boy. Last night, I should have lost money last night. Okay, I normally would have lost money when the Heat took a monster lead. The live line was like plus 15, plus 17. And I'm like, the Heat can't keep this up, dude. Like, they'll win the game, but, you know, their offense will die out, right? Isn't this easy money? And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. But, damn, I know I'm going to regret this. You know, I thought the game would end. The Heat win by like 7-6 points, you know, something like that. And it was easy money. Yeah, bro, just take the Pelicans plus all that money, plus all those points. Yeah, they're going to come back and make it at least somewhat of a game. It's basketball. There are runs, right? That's what I thought. And I should have lost money yesterday. I didn't bet, but I should have lost because I certainly wasn't going to go the other way. But I should have lost money. I don't know why I did not go through with the bet. I have no idea that it was pure luck, because I deserve to lose the money because I really wanted to do it yesterday. And I thought it was easy money. And I guess it looked so easy that I said, no, I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. I'm not exactly sure, but anyway, it was nice to see him bounce back. So we'll have Ira Winderman joining us at 11:30. Panthers also strong bounce back against the Flyers. They needed it badly after losing four in a row in the shootout on Saturday. Inter Miami was absolutely pathetic on Saturday. That was a disgusting display of football. Obviously, watching FAU go out in the tournament on Friday and then lose Dusty May on Saturday to Michigan, it was just like, you know, body blow, body blow, body blow. That's what that was, the Mike Tyson thing, right? Was it body blow, right? That was one of the drops in it, if I remember correctly. So yeah, it was just one of those where, you know, the only team we had in town that was in the tournament, and they got bounced by Northwestern. They fell apart. FAU fell apart like few teams I've seen in my lifetime. Like it all of a sudden, the moment became too big for them, which is the weirdest thing out there. They couldn't make good shots. John L. Davis, who's been a stud for them, had like 4,000 turnovers in one game. What's it called? The Martin kid had the foul trouble. It was just turnovers, just bad offense. They were discombobulated. You know, in hindsight now, after everything I know now, did those kids know he was gone to Michigan before that game? Was there something going on or something? Because, like, right? Doesn't that make more sense now? Right? Like, at least let's, like, insert that excuse in there, which is probably not true at all whatsoever. That we probably, you know, Dusty May probably and his agent were probably working on that behind the scenes and nobody knew about that shit. So I doubt that. But that's kind of like how they played. The way it was like, just like, you know, boom, done. It was like the weirdest thing, dude. Did you watch that at all, Sean? Did you watch the FAU thing? You didn't watch it? No? So it was heartbreaking. It was so heartbreaking, dude. And you know, you're like, shit, dude, this program, you know, was on its way and hopefully it can build on this. What do you got?
No, I was going to say, I watched bits and pieces. I was watching on the app.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, man, I felt so bad for the players, for the fans, for the alumni, the people that are there in every game, the people that have been watching this program grow. And let me tell you something. That FAU program has done a phenomenal job of trying to find coaches. From Rex Walters and Green and Mike Jarvis. And I mean, they have tried all kinds of names. They have brought names to FAU. You know, and Dusty came there several years ago and just kind of built this thing up. Now, let's be honest now about the FAU situation and Dusty May. Okay. FAU has not proven yet that they have turned the corner, right? This is more considered an aberration, what happened to them, a fluke, right? And if you're Dusty May and you're his agent, you're saying, hey, Dusty, you know, you've taken this as far as it can go. It can only get worse. It can't, it's hard for it to get better. Better is getting back to the Final Four. Better is getting back to an Elite Eight at least. Better is winning a national championship. How are you going to do that at FAU without the resources, the money, NIL? Here's Michigan. Money, resources, NIL. So, you know, if you're Dusty May and his agent, you have to look at each other and go, this is, we've maxed it out. We've maxed it out. You know what I'm saying? And now if you're FAU, you have to prove to people, no, you haven't. You haven't maxed this out. We have more to give. Now you've got to go back to the drawing board, but you've got to find a name because you've got a name now. So in order for you to move forward as a program, this is the interesting part. Can't get the under radar guy anymore. You do that, you kind of set your program back now. So you, if you are going to take that next step, you're now going to have to prove, oh, well, we lost Dusty May, but we're going to go out and steal somebody else's coach. Somebody else's good coach, because we're going to give them better resources than we even gave Dusty. So that's kind of the challenge for FAU now. You know, are they up for it? Can they do it? Do they have the alumni base? Do they have the support? Do they have the money behind it? Do they have the sponsorships? All those kind of things. Those are the answers that we don't know. I'm certainly not smart enough to know the ins and outs of the FAU basketball program and what they have money-wise. But that's the challenge that lies ahead for them now. Now they've got to figure it out this way now. But they're in a fork in the road too. Okay? What do we want to be now? We've had the national spotlight. Do we want to maintain it, or do we go back to our cubbyhole and go get the under-the-radar coach and hope that we surprise you once again some year down the line? That, you know, it's what Bruce Sherman and the Marlins are doing now. Bruce Sherman and the Marlins, that, you know, they tell, oh, we want to do things to Tampa. Oh, you mean not spend any money and just hope that you're, that in the minors, you build up enough of a team that you can win. Yeah, no, that doesn't really work. You know, lightning can be caught in a bottle once in a blue moon. So if that's what you're going to do, FAU, you're going to wait for another Dusty May, another surprise, then we could be waiting for a long, long time. You know what I'm saying? So it's really up to them, you know, and you're going to have to spend now. You're now in the spotlight. Do you want to stay there? Okay, you got a guy that got you there. Now you're going to have to buy your way into this dance constantly. Right? You walk into the strip club. You see the stripper you like. You want that one. Yeah, guess what? You're going to have to pay for that dance. Right? She ain't going to dance for you for free. Well, FAU, you want to dance? Now you got to pay. Now you got to pay like you've never paid before. Now you got to make a commitment like you've never made before. Now you got to find NIL money like you've never had before. Because now you got the high. And how do you feed that high? Well, you need that drug. And that drug is national spotlight. You got to pay for that national spotlight. So we'll see what happens now with FAU. I hope they can build on this. because it's not easy. It's not going to be easy, and it's certainly not easy in the American Conference. All right, all right, all right, all right. Let's see. Still living in the 80s time capsule is number one in the house. Happy Monday to you, Big O and Sean, Joseph, Steve Chapman, I see there. Miles Deep is in Las Vegas. Jamie Zoria out in San Jose, reminding everybody to hit that like button, baby. Ray Sosa is in. Ray Sosa is in, but you know what's also is in? 69,000! 69,000! 69,000! Look at that candle in the far right. Look at that delicious candle. Say about the dip. Say about the dip. Steven Gonzalez is in. Oh, the family had lots of fun at the fair. Thank you. There you go. It's always fun, bro. Always fun. Ray Varnick is in. Jay Gelfin in. Says the U.S. national team looked strong last night. I didn't watch the game. You know that? I gotta see the replay. John Padilla in the house. Alex Palenzuela. Yeah, well, it was only a matter of time, bro. You know? It's only a matter of time. SoCal, hope you're doing better, my brother. One-eyed Jack, it's a beautiful crypto morning. Yes, it is. SoCal says OBJ won't be a Dolphin unless it's low-hanging fruit. Yeah, no, it's what we told you guys. It's going to be a small salary deal, $4.5 million, something like that, and then it's going to be full of incentives. You know, and that's what he's going to get. They're not. I had to explain this throughout the whole Dalvin Cook and the whole Jonathan Taylor thing. Oh, they're going to trade for John. No, bro, they're not going to give Jonathan Taylor picks and money. Yeah. Oh, is Indy going to take, you know, big salary back? Are you going to take Ogbaugh? Are you going to take, you know, Cedric? Are you going to take a bunch of salary back? Oh, yeah, then we'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll give them the salary. We'll give you your draft pick. We'll give you a second, maybe a third, and we'll give him a decent salary because he's a hell of a player. But here, you got to take this big player, whatever it is. I don't give a shit. Doesn't matter who it was. Here, you got to take Xavier Howard. You got to take Christian Wilkins. You got to take Emmanuel Ogbaugh and Cedric Wilson. That's how the game was going to be played. It's just the media didn't have all the info. Most folks didn't have the info. But you had to take back a big ass salary. I kept go listen to the audio and the video. Go listen to it. It's all there. And this is the same shit. They want them, but they want them at their price. And, you know, SoCal listens to the show. It's a low-hanging fruit. They're not going to give out a big-ass salary. That's why I'm not a OBJ fan at all. Why the hell would I come out of left field telling you, hey, you know what's a good option? OBJ. Just, you know, if you follow me, you know I'm not that guy. And so if it comes out of my mouth, you got to be like going, what's going on here, bro? What's he up to? You know, and you got to figure out sometimes. Real Finn fan is here. He says missing South Florida big time in Houston for business. Can't wait to get back to the palm trees, beautiful water and beautiful climate. God bless Florida. Be safe, brother. That's all that counts. And enjoy yourself out there. Isais is in. Gus 1388. Lisa Rose says, hoping this freaking snow melts soon. Vivinetti is in the house. Johnny D is in the house. 69,189. Okay. Brian Landis, Chad, Think Blue Dodgers, Stetson O, Kyle Cockrell, NorCal. Have a fantastic day. Great job, Big O. Thank you, sir. We're trying, my brother. We're trying. Cosa Nostra, Lucky Longman, Big O, I went to the Top Gun range and shot for the first time. It was so much fun. That is cool, dude. I'm happy for you, bro. We're going to have a shooting contest there, man. So that is, I'm going to tell you, because now that I can walk, you know, I'm not walking perfect. I'm walking a little bit, you know, gimpy, but now I'm getting better. And by the end of next month, my foot will be, you know, rock solid in the sense that I'll be able to stand and all that. I've missed concerts. It's killed me, by the way. It's killed me. I've missed these concerts. So we're going to have a shooting contest. So get ready at Top Gun. Let's see. Gordon Shumway, Jonathan Cagle, Brian Landis. The more fruit you eat, the more you poop. Well, again, brother, I'm not eating like, you know, it's all moderation. Okay. I'm not sitting down having like this gigantic bowl of fruit and all that. So no, it's not making me, you know, so I'm fine actually. So it's actually, again, everything in moderation. Okay. You know, I didn't have a whole chicken, you know, I had chicken breast. Okay. You know, you gotta take it easy. You gotta take it easy. Anyway, Big O, do you know if OBJ still gets paid in Bitcoin like he did? I have no idea, my brother. I have no idea. One Eye Jack bought the dip. Alex says, you know, I got the dip. There you go. He goes, I'm all in riding crypto to the moon. I love it. I need more of a dip. Actually, Pipe Man Slim, I was hoping for more of a dip yesterday. Now, one, I have I did the experiment for you guys, okay? Because I wanted to show you that the last three dips were 20% and they all recovered and soared. And now this one was 18, actually. And remember how I showed you that three cycles ago, the dips were in the 40% range. The last bull run, the dips were in the 30% range. Now in this bull run, the dips are in the 20% range, and the last one was 18%. And what have I been explaining to you? That the dips are going to get smaller and smaller because institutional money is coming in. Institutional money does not move. They are the foundation of the stock market. Okay. It's the reason why Microsoft and Amazon and all these kind of stocks stay up there, because the rich people have a shit ton of it and they got it a lot earlier and they hold on to it and they pass it on to generations because certain things, that's what you do with it. Okay. So same shit is happening in Bitcoin. The institutional money is all coming in. And now the smart money, the rich money, the powerful money is coming in. So it's going to move less and less and less as it continues to grow. So the same thing. So the volatility becomes less and less and less because there's less retail, you and me. Working Joes sell as soon as they can get good profit. Rich people, they're rich already. This just enhances their richness. So that's where the cycle and the change is coming. And that's why you're seeing that the dips are less, but every time it responds. So, and that's what's happened in this bull run every single time. And that's why right now we're in the middle of, we were at 63, 62, right? And it jumped to 65, 66, 67 on Sunday. And here you go. Here you go this morning. We are now at 69, 224. Look at that freaking candle. And when we get to the 70s, we're going to start liquidating some of these shorts, which is now going to catapult it past 75. That's what's going on. So mark it down. I've told you every time there's a dip, free money, free money, free money, free money continues. Not a financial advisor, of course. Never have been, never will be. All right, let's do it. Let's get to it. Let's talk a little basketball with the one and only Ira Winderman in our Acura of Pembroke Pines, Miami Heat, and NBA report.
Heat fans, time for the best insight of your favorite team with insider Ira Winderman, exclusively on the Big O Radio Show. It's the Acura of Pembroke Pines, Miami Heat, and NBA report. Here's Ira Winderman.
All right, Ira. Your Bitcoin bag is growing also, right?
I keep checking. I'm just riding the dips.
Well, then you're doing really good. That's for damn sure. All right. We needed it yesterday like a shot in the arm, brother. I mean, you know, overall, I was laughing at that video that Ethan posted, and you were asking the question about, you know, with the Pelicans, and Jimmy saying, well, we're still a better team. And you know, up until that night, they were 19 and 20 in their last 39. After last night, you're 20 and 20 in your last 40. So it was really nice to see. But when are we crossing that threshold of not being the team that's 20 and 20? Because that's basically what you've been. You've been a 500 team for 40 games.
And that's the thing. You know, so when, on one hand, you can look at yesterday's game against Cleveland and go, wow, this team has it in them. But that was the takeaway. So why don't you have it in them more often? Why does it take the debacle on Friday night against the Pelicans to get you motivated for something better? The regular season for the Miami Heat is what it is. Big O, we know it. We talk about it every week here in our Acura Pembroke Pines report. I just would like to see a better sense of them giving a crap about games that could make their lives easier. And you know, Spo will turn it around. We love it the hard way when he gets in the play-in. This is who we are with the road less traveled, the tough road. No, that's a bunch of bullcrap. Because you can catch lightning in a bottle once, but lightning is not going to strike twice in the same place. It's just not. And if you wind up getting the number 8 seed, and look, I know Heat Nation, oh, we have Boston's number. We're in Jason Tatum's head. This is a great team this year. The Celtics this season look like the Warriors did at their prime, like the Cavaliers did at their prime. They are a great team for the ages with one of the greatest regular seasons of all time, and they're not going to go anywhere. So if
my shocker with the Celtics is that Porzingis has stayed healthy, actually. That's really my – because that's kind of what I thought would happen to the Celtics, that you're counting on Porzingis. It's really hard. Like, I have a hard time relying on a guy that's been – his body has been so unreliable. That's what I thought. But you knew that if he would stay healthy – dude, they have the talent. I mean, they should be a really good team. They have
enough. And Porzingis as a number 3 option is where he fits. With the Knicks, with the Mavericks, and to a degree with the Wizards, they wanted him to be more. They wanted him to be the number 2 to Doncic in Dallas. That's not who he is. Now you got Tatum. Now you've got Jaylen Brown, and now Porzingis can be that third guy. He doesn't have to, but can. So again, Big O, if the Heat get in the play-in and they lose the first game like they did last year to the Hawks, even if they win the second one and go to Boston, there's way too many memories for Boston to slip up like Milwaukee did against the Heat in the first round. On the other hand, you look at a game last night and you say to yourself, man, if we get the Cavaliers in the first round, good things can happen. That's a team they play very well against. That's a team that still could wind up number 3. You get to number 6, you're fine. So why crap games away like against the Pelicans, like not closing against the Embiid-less Sixers? That's the frustrating thing about this team. And you know what? Eric Spoelstra works his ass off to get ready. I know what you think of him as one of the all-time greatest coaches. Bam Adebayo, for whatever you think or don't, you would agree, Big O, works his butt off. Plays hard all the time.
But you know what? Going back to the Porzingis talk, that's Bam. He's the third guy.
And
he's
fine.
In that Sixers game, you need somebody else to step up, right? He took 10 shots. And he shot, if I remember correctly, 8 of 10 in that game, which was a very high percentage. But it's like, that's why he's a 3. He's not a 1 or a 2.
No shots in the fourth quarter of that game. Totally agree with that. So my point being, it comes down to Jimmy Butler. Yes. And this whole thing of I'm going to pace myself. I was talking about this in the press room yesterday. There's a very good chance if he wind up in the play-in, they'll wind up in the play-in by one game in the standings. One game that could have made a difference. Big O, I go back to the third game of the season. when Jimmy Butler took the night off for rest in Minnesota in what was largely a close game in the third night of the season. You play with the basketball gods. You toy with them by taking time off, by saying, this game doesn't matter. I'm going to miss this game. I'm going to miss 20 games. I'm going to miss a quarter of the season. This is what happens, and you wind up punishing your teammates because injuries do come later in the season. With Tyler, with Kevin Love, with Duncan, through no fault of his own. We've all dealt with back pain. We know how debilitating that can be. But if you wind up getting yourself in a better position, you can live and absorb the injuries without the kind of fate the Heat have. This Jimmy Butler is a 75% of the time guy thing doesn't work in the NBA unless you're a super team and have three great players. 66%. Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I'll go down to at least 60 because he doesn't show up for 20-25% of the games. And then there's another like 15-20% of the games that he's there, but he
walks through. Yeah. And really he walks through the night and you wind up desperate and having to have. Yeah.
Okay. So I have this theory now.
Okay.
This is new theory now with Jimmy. And here's my, he knows his body is practically cooked.
Okay.
And he no longer can be Jimmy Badass for a ton of regular season games.
Okay.
And season games. And so now he's at a point where even if he wanted to, I don't think he can anymore, Ira. I think he has a certain amount of fumes left in that gas tank. And so I think he's pacing himself, not only because he's taking care of himself, but because I think that body, we're kind of getting to that point. So he's kind of saving as much as he can because he really, in the end, he couldn't go balls out even if he wanted to for the rest of the regular season and throughout a long stretch of the playoffs, as you know, as brutal as the playoffs can be. So I think Jimmy knows that that body of his is not what it was anymore.
And not only does Jimmy know, Big O, but the Heat know. And there's a reason they made the play for Damian Lillard. And there was the desperation and waiting to the last minute on the slim hope it would happen because they needed that alpha. And then before the trading deadline in January, when they realized where Jimmy stood, look, it's a risk giving up that future first-round pick for Terry Rozier. But the Heat realized that Jimmy needed more in support. So here's the deal right now. You can be an alpha in the NBA, but if you're not an all-the-time alpha, it changes. Now, I'll give you an example. Tomorrow, the Golden State Warriors come to town. Steph Curry is a great, great player. Klay Thompson was a great, great player.
Done.
But right now, last night in the game against Minnesota, Steve Kerr held out Steph Curry during part of crunch time because he knew his leading man was exhausted. Klay Thompson has been moved to reserve role so they can maximize what's left of him. This is the tough thing in the NBA, and the one thing I think the Heat have not been great at, although they tried it once, and I'll relate to that in a second, is when you realize that you need to move on or to change the dynamic. They did that with Dwayne Wade to much consternation in South Florida, and you know what, Big O? Look, Hassan Whiteside was the wrong choice for replacement leading man. We all know that.
Yeah.
But the thought process was not necessarily wrong that Dwayne had reached and maximized at that point that he was not going to be a leading man, nor was he when he came back from Chicago and the Cavaliers. You have to start to realize that also. And that's the hardest thing. You see it in music when you see aging stars touring and you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This isn't them anymore. The Eagles, you know, who's left anymore? When Glenn Frey's not there, it's not the same group. You see it on TV shows. I give up on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry David is so jump the shark. It's not funny. It's the same tired kind of trope. And in the NBA, when you realize you're getting past players' primes, you have to react ahead of the curve. I don't think the Heat have. I don't think the Warriors have. And that's why they're in the position they are going into tomorrow's game.
So everybody's on the Orlando Al's Gary camp. No more extensions for Jimmy, right? I mean, that's probably done with the Heat, right? That's not the well, I mean, really.
You know what, Big O?
There's no way.
Okay. I'm not going to go no way for this reason. For the proper amount. No, Big O, stop for a second. Stop. Get your hand away from your eyes here. The proper extension for a huge pay cut, still could be workable. That's what happened with Dwayne Wade. With Dwayne okay. Wade, they realized he wasn't an alpha. Maybe he wasn't a beta, but you still had someone. If Jimmy Butler loves South Florida, loves okay. how he gets treated here, wants to spend his winters here, and is willing to go from $60 million to something considerably less, I'd be okay with that.
Okay, no,
Jimmy Butler wants 2 years at the maximum and 2 years at $110 million. It's a negotiation. And if Jimmy's willing to pay back all that the Heat's done for him in helping him get to these NBA Finals or Eastern Conference Finals, I'm fine with that. Jimmy Butler can be a bridge for Bam, for Tyler, for Jaime, but he can't be the guy leading them into that next incarnation of the Heat. I think that's where they stand right now. So, again, will Jimmy Butler be with the Heat beyond the next two seasons? It's possible, but it has to be on the Heat's terms.
Yeah, no, it has to be on the Heat's terms. And talk about giving back, by the way, something that it's all hindsight now when you see it after it's all developed. But this marriage and the stage they gave Jimmy might have been what catapults him to the Hall of Fame. Okay,
yeah, because I would agree with that, and I'll tell you another thing.
He was a really good player leading up to his Heat career, but in his Heat career, he got the opportunity to lead a team to multiple finals, multiple conference finals. These are Hall of Fame resume filling type of things. You know, I'm not saying he's first ballot or anything like that. I'm just saying that if he ever makes it to the Hall, okay, I don't know if he does or doesn't, but if he does, he could thank the Heat. He could thank this opportunity and this stage that Miami gave him because it gave him the opportunity to be the best he could ever be, something he really never had in any other team.
No, let's take it to another step. Let's take it not only to Hall of Fame, but to being a star. He's on every goddamn commercial when you turn the TV on between his Michelob Ultra and his hotels commercial, and now he's trying to sell us on Hulu TV. So the whole thing is, so you know what? It works together. Look, LeBron James, when he came here, was a star. Chris Bosh was trending that way, had the personality. Jimmy Butler, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Do you remember a single Jimmy Butler commercial or theatrical appearance or television appearance before he got to the Heat? So it has worked together. So now
he was just an all-star. Before
a nice player, a nice player who came up short in Chicago, in Minnesota, in Philadelphia. So I agree with that. They can work with them. But to go back to your initial point, yeah, Jimmy Butler is an every night player, is not there anymore. And it's made it really hard for the Heat, especially with the injuries.
Yeah. All right. What's the latest with Haquez?
That's a one game thing where it's the same soreness that Caleb Martin played through, ankle, knee. Basically, it's the tendonitis. He's been pushing himself too much. Why has he been pushing himself too much? Because Tyler Hero's going on like a month now without playing. When you're without
Who? What?
Okay.
Who's
but
that?
But that's the problem for Jimmy also, is having to push yourself when the rest of your teammates aren't there. It is catching up to the Heat. Missing Kevin Love and having to play Thomas Bryant in those minutes. It's all these little steps that wear down a team. So again, be careful who you trust. You're saying don't trust Jimmy with an extension at age 38.
Oh, definitely
he
not.
Trusted Tyler Hero with his injuries with the 4-year, $120 million extension, and now they're getting burned that every night they have a $30 million player who's not out on the court.
No, and not only that, he's untradeable. Literally untradeable.
If everyone's tradable with the proper sweetener. Jordan Poole got traded from the Warriors.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's untradeable because you literally have to give him away. But what I'm saying is, if you had a $30 million player that was desirable, because at the moment he's sidelined, okay, fine. But he's not a desirable player, so it just becomes a burden for the Heat because now they have to, like you said, add a sweetener to it. And this sucks. They have to go back to the drawing board to build them back up again to see if they can build the value back
up. You have to try to do that. You know what? It's like you were saying about your Bitcoin. You don't trade when it's low. You sell when it's high. And you've got to wind up doing something there with Tyler. They need him back. They need him back now. They need him back at his best. And that's what you don't know. What are you going to get? How are you going to impact the rotation?
Yeah. All right. What are you working on the Sentinel so folks can check you out, my friend?
I mean, just tomorrow, the Golden State Warriors coming in, and this should be the absolute, you know, must-watch TV game. Instead, the Heat desperately trying to avoid the play-in. The Warriors just trying to get into the play-in. It's crazy how life comes at you so quickly. 2023 NBA Finals, Miami Heat. 2022 NBA Champions, the Golden State Warriors. Like Eric Spoelstra said after yesterday's game, this league will humble you. And these are two teams that are absolutely being humbled right now. So we keep an eye on that. And I hate to keep doing this every game, but it's the injury report. Does Duncan Robinson come back from his back injury? When does Tyler Hero show up? Kevin Love, how bad can a heel be that you can't give me 10 minutes a game right now? It's these little things that are adding a burden. Thankfully, Hayward Height.
We talked about this at the beginning of the year.
Sure.
That if you're going to play Kevin Love early on and a lot of minutes, you're putting a burden on that body. And so, because last year you got lucky. He didn't play much.
Cleveland,
he was on the bench most of the time. You got a fresh old man that came to play with you. And so you were able to milk him for a while and you had no issues. But now you're actually using him like a rotational player. And we actually talked about this at the beginning of the year, that that's the risky part. And look what's happened. Unfortunately, it's kind of caught up to him, and it's not his fault. Ira, it's just wear and tear, man.
Well, and it's what they thought they were getting from Thomas Bryant and what they did. Look, at the beginning of the year, they were talking Thomas Bryant and Josh Richardson, and forget about Max Strus and Gabe Vincent. We've got two guys at the minimum with proven resumes. Josh obviously gets hurt, shoulder surgery done for the year. Thomas Bryant never hit the stride that Pat Riley himself said he thought he'd be the key offseason gain. So now you...
I like him. I like it. Although I will say this, this was his best stretch of basketball. So
absolutely.
Far.
And I spoke to him about it. He's finally getting consistent minutes. So maybe something there happens if Kevin doesn't come back. At least he's active and energetic at a time when some of the team has been lethargic. So, yeah, that's an ongoing thing to keep an eye on out as well.
I fall on the sword with Pat Riley on that one. I was all in on Thomas Bryant.
I thought they got a nice pickup of an active guy. He simply has not fit the system.
Yeah. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heatbeat. Better yet, subscribe to the South Florida Sun Sentinel so you can follow all of his coverage as always and the entire paper. Ira, thank you, sir. We will catch up next week, my friend.
After I buy the dip. Thank you, Big O.
You got it. There you go. No, it's up now. Don't buy now. Never stop buying Bitcoin is what I would say. Spring into performance sales event is going on right now at Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines, the new Integra 2024. $299 a month. You can get it 1.9% financing for 36 months. Also, the RDX. We should know we've had a couple of RDXs in our family. The 2024 right now, $419 a month. And again, 1.9% financing for 36 months. Spring into an MDX, $489 a month. And you can also take advantage of 1.9% financing. Go see Larry Schlossberg and Pat Nasso, Tony Stampone, and all the great people out there at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines.
You've been listening to the Acura of Pembroke Pines Miami Heat and NBA Report with Ira Winderman. When you're looking for award-winning service and great deals from the number one volume Acura sales dealership in the Southeast United States, you go to Craig's Inn Acura of Pembroke Pines at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
True Fit Fan puts, his name is Tyler Who, bro? Drew Finfen, thank you for the super chat. And remember, you can also make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show, which is Cash Big O Show. Ho Yoon, thank you for the love on Venmo. He says, have a great week. I appreciate you, Ho Yoon, as always, for the incredible commitment to our show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, sir, as always, for supporting us. Really appreciate it. Cash App or Venmo. And remember, you can make a Bitcoin donation. Now, if you make a Bitcoin donation, I then have to add it to my Cash App tally that I'm doing for you guys. Okay? So, I always tell you guys, now remember, it was up to 73,700. Okay, we're gonna do this together because, you know, we still have those Bitcoin doubters out there, which I don't understand, you people, but that's fine. That's all good. But I want to show you something. Just to start off, where are we at right now? We're at 69,181. Okay. I did a little experiment for you guys. Okay. So I went and bought Bitcoin during this dip. Let me read it for you. Okay, folks. I bought Bitcoin at 70,147. So that's not in the green yet. Okay. I bought it at 66,421. That's in the green. 66,000. Like every half day, every other day during this whole dip of the last week, I would buy 65,000, 67,7, 67,6, 66,3, 63,8, 65,5. And I'm going to explain why I did this on purpose. 65,5. 64,5. 64. And 62,7. Okay. All right. So I bought it in all throughout. After it hit 73,700. I bought 15, 20 bucks here, there, every time, right? Just, I wanted to show you guys because it's at 69,292. So obviously my average is lower than that right now. So my total investment to show you guys is 590.63. Okay. So I put nearly $600 for an experiment. Okay. And I got to show you here. Okay. I hope you can see it. So I put 590 just here over the last week and a half, $590 of Bitcoin. That's it. As high, because you people say, oh, is it too late? I don't know if you could see this. Let me see if you can see this. Can you see the number? Can you read it, Sean? No, 629.47. No. Were you able to read it, Sean? So we put 590. It's already made. Just now, just here, right here. And all of it is not in the green yet. Wait till we hit 70,000. So then that one starts getting into the green, right? And we've already made $39. How many eggs will that buy you? Huh? Because I went to the supermarket. I saw it. It's between 250 and 450. Depends on what kind of eggs you want. I did that on purpose. I wanted to go, let me go see how much the eggs are, right? So is the dollar you have in the bank 3 months from now, does it buy the same thing for a dollar? No, right? It might be a dollar 10, maybe a dollar 8, right? But yet my money just grew and I can cash it all out right now and have $39 extra. And this is just nothing. Wait till it hits 73.7 and I'll show you the tally again. I'm going to keep it just like, unless you guys send in Bitcoin and add to it, then I have to then adjust the number. That's about it. But I want to show you specifically that if you did it yourself, how the money grows like automatically. $39. Because I'm a working stiff and you're a working stiff. Those $40 paid for more than the seeds that I bought. Yes, I mean the nuts that I bought yesterday, the Brazil nuts, the pistachios, and the walnuts. I don't know. I think I might have wasted $16. Right there. You know, I I try to explain it to you. And so now I'm going to you're going to watch that 590 grow all by itself. Unless you know, somebody donates Bitcoin, which of course Cash App or Venmo, Cash Big O Show. You know, those of you that have invested, you already know what the hell I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because your money has been growing like crazy. You're so in the freaking green. It's pathetic. But I just want to show you, because imagine if you got into Bitcoin at 25 or 35 or 40, but then you got in all those other dips too. You're making stupid money. You're in a sick amount of profits because you continue to buy the dip. You know? So that I'm just trying to enlighten you to kind of walk. I just made $39 just by tell me, is your $590 in your savings account, is it working for you like that? Is it working for you in your money market account? 401k? You ain't getting these kind of returns. Hells to the no. And this is just scratching the surface. It's going to grow. Watch. I'm going to show you. And this is kind of, that's why I, you know, looking out for you. Not a financial advisor, but looking out for you. Anyway, Dolphins have an offer on OBJ. Maybe he signs today. Tony, you late to the game or something? We already talked about that. We already told you that they talked to him. There's an offer on the table, but it's on their terms, like always. You know, eventually the rest of the people maybe cover the beat will understand what I've been talking about for a while on low-hanging fruit. You know, people don't understand this front office, yet they tell you all the time what they're doing, and yet you know, you just got to read into it, and you'll see. Big O, do you know where I can buy? It's not out yet. It's not out yet, Jerry. You're on top of it. Stay on top of it. When it's out, you can buy it. And remember, coinmarketcap.com, Jerry. All coins. Put it in there and then scroll about halfway and it'll show you where it's being sold on the DEX or on exchanges. Okay? And crypto, Bitcoin is climbing as we speak. Right here, as we speak, it's climbing. It's beautiful. Let's see. Big O, your information on Bitcoin is priceless. Thank you. You're welcome, sir. Ken Rosa, Bitcoin's going 150 to 200K at the end of this cycle. Even if you're buying at 70K, you're still buying at a discount. And if you're holding long-term, Ken, and it's at $1 million at 2030, what the fuck do you care if you bought it at 70 or 63 or 58 or 82? Who gives a shit? It's $1 million by 2030 because there's only a finite supply. You will keep digging up more gold. You will keep digging up more silver. You will not find more Bitcoin. I know it's hard for people to wrap their minds around digital gold. It's what it is. It's hard. It's an adjustment for all of us. Yes, sir.
From Ian Rappaport, the NFL has banned the hip drop tackle. Source Boom. Said the competition committee was unanimous on it.
Hell yeah, unanimous, bitch. Hell yeah. Tyreek got injured on that shit. And he was never the same after that hip drop tackle with that ankle. No, man, a hip drop tackle, that's a lazy ass tackle. You're hooking and then you're dragging with your body. Screw you, dude. Hit him. Hit him. Wrap him up. Wrap up the legs. There's not enough of wrapping up the legs. There used to be more of that. Let's see. I buy $50 a week. Marcellus, you're a fucking genius, dude. That's what you are, bro. That's what you are. And you'll be the genius. And your family members, your friends are going to be the ones that are going to go, dude, you were on it. Fuck, I regret. There's going to be a lot of regret. So much regret, because you're going to watch our dollar crumble. You're going to watch our economy really like go through a rough one. And then the people that got into Bitcoin are the people that are going to end up thriving during those incredibly difficult times that are coming. And so, you know, think about it. The richest and most powerful people and smartest people in the world are buying it. That's all you need to know. Jokes on you, Big O. I don't have any savings, aka I'm a working stiff. Ty Crook says, saw Dylan Thursday in Asheville, and I swear at 82, he still sounds like he did when I listened to him back in the 60s. I mean, it's a sound that really, where's it going to go? It's not really a voice. It's a sound. You know? It's a sound. It's not Freddie Mercury trying to hold the pipes at 80 or Ann Wilson, you know? It's not Pat Benatar hanging on, you know, and trying to carry that high octave. You know what I'm saying? No, dude. It's a little different type of sound, you know? Gene Simmons will be able to sound really good at 80 also. Cap for Life says 70 grand. I'm putting in 5 grand today, bro. It was at 15. Now it's at 70. That's right. Oh, did you see the clip of John Bon Jovi at the Ultra Festival in Miami? Boy, was it cringy. You called it. His voice is bad. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You can't. Yeah, he's done. He's done. I did not see it, but yeah, no, he's done. Definitely done. That Ultra, and on Friday night with all the mud and everything going, that was a trip, dude. That was craziness, man. Craziness all over. Big O, what the NFL should tell us is, what's the penalty for making a hip drop tackle? Well, no, there's, well, that, you know what? It's been banned, so you probably will get booted for doing something that's banned. It's not going to be a 15-yard penalty. So you probably will get ejected. Yeah. So, game-saving tackle in the Super Bowl. Only way you do it is hip drop. Do you do it? You got no choice, right? You can't let them score. And then even if they get to replay, well, then your guys get a second chance at stopping them. But you know, that's about the only, you know, like the game is on the line, the championship, the conference, a playoff, you know, something like that. That you would try something illegal like that. But I'm sure it's all going to be burned into their heads. Hey, illegal, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. You know, and last time I checked, Vontaze Burfict is out of the league. So you're safe, actually. You are. You're safe. You're good. You know? Can't complain. All right, all right, all right, all right.